With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In a cluttered room four flights up in Brooklyn, James Purdy sits at a manual typewriter and writes.
My first book was actually privately published because no American publisher would touch it. They were horrified by it, or claimed to be, you know, like virgins are said to be horrified by the male member. They feign this horror. So my stories, which aren't horrible at all, they were privately printed by a friend of mine who had a lot of money.
Best known for his novel Malcolm, James Purdy's prose has a gothic quality. His characters are often bizarre, and there's a measurable degree of violence and sexuality in his work.
I've never liked gothic applied to myself. I don't think my characters are weird.
Purdy's collection of short stories, The Candles of Your Eyes, has just been republished in paperback by City Lights Books of San Francisco.
I think my work explores the inside of people.
Like most artists, James Purdy isn't sure of how the creative process works.
I don't believe in ideas.
Well, you had about 14 ideas for The Candles of Your Eyes. Tell me how you got those ideas.
Well, it just comes to you.
You sit there and you're in Brooklyn Heights, and all of a sudden, Eureka?
Yeah, you just get it and you start. I certainly have a vision.
The novelist James Charon once complained that Purdy exists in some strange limbo between adoration and neglect. In addition to The Candles of Your Eyes, James Purdy's latest novel is about to be published in London. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer James Purdy has a reputation in the publishing field for being difficult.
One of the slick magazines, I won't mention their name because I detest them so, but they're one of the most famous. They condescended to take one of my stories and they put it through this corn shredder. Came out totally unrecognizable. So when the story was reprinted in book form, the name of the book was Children Is All. I restored it, you know, to its original form.
James Purdy's early fiction could not find a publisher in America and was first published in England.
I later found the English are the worst publishers in the world. They're mean-spirited, stingy, miserly, and very stupid.
Harsh words from a man whose upcoming novel has not found a publisher in America but is about to be published in London. James Purdy's fiction can be sampled in a collection of short stories, The Candles of Your Eyes, republished by City Lights Books of San Francisco. Darkly amusing, those stories appeared in a wide variety of magazines, mainstream and underground.
Agents do not handle short stories, so I have to be my own agent. So that means you're just out on the street, peddling them yourself.
Occasionally, someone will ask James Purdy what his books are all about.
My books aren't about anything, they just are. They exist. To me, a bad book is one you can tell what it's about.
James Purdy, an American original. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.